If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Was that good enough energy for you off the show?
That's pretty good.
I yelled right there. It's Friday. We're happy. Fall camp's in play. We got 29 days till game one, Nebraska football, August 31st against UTEP.
Game on.
Classic opener.
That's right.
Classic matchup.
That's right.
The UTEP, Miners.
Nebraska.
The Miners.
It's a great logo matchup, isn't it?
I wonder how they'll be. I don't
yeah, it's not going to be a good situation.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think the Miners will be representative?
They'll play hard, but it's a brand new staff. It's a lot going on.
I think they have 75% of the roster's new. That's college football in a lot of ways.
That's a lot of ways. That's not like, it's not remarkable. No. But I will say this.
Wow.
They have great helmets. I love the logo, the colors.
Yeah.
They're kind of an orange and blue. I love their colors.
You got them on.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny what you said?
Funny ha-ha or funny weird?
Funny sign of the times. 75% of the roster. That's not really remarkable. 75% of the roster is new. Not really remarkable. God.
That should stop you in your seat. Like, what?
No, it doesn't.
That's what.
You're right.
It's just common. Yeah. So weird.
Yeah. It's weird.
3/4 of your roster brand new.
Idle chit chat. We're thinking about our friends in Douglas County. Still 75,000 people without power.
Wow.
In Douglas County.
We're still the here in Lincoln driving in again today, right by Early Bird.
Mm-hmm.
The light's out.
It is.
The light's still out. One light.
Is that right?
Yeah. I wonder if someone just hasn't made people aware. Hey, listen, there's a light out over here. No one's aware. It's right by McDonald's.
If that was the light, that's the next one. It would be complete chaos in this
would
town.
Be.
Because that's Antelope Valley Parkway. And that has a ton of traffic. Yes. It's the light just to the east of that.
That might just be oversight. Yes.
On Capitol. So
I think it is. I think oversight. It's just someone. Just, yeah, they're just like, yeah, we're good.
Human error.
75,000
people in Douglas County. Jim Rose, I was listening to another show coming in. Now think about you don't have power yet. Now it's getting serious. Like if it was me, it'd be getting serious.
The meat concern, the meat meter has went up.
That's a real thing.
Which I was wondering about that. If you lost all that meat, what are you doing with it?
Well, you got to throw it away. But that's a lot. That's a lot of money.
I understand you throw away, but where do you throw?
Time out.
In the garbage. Time out. First of all, throw it away. At some point in time, you're going, okay, I think our meat's starting to thaw. How about if I call somebody up that can maybe take the meat? Or distribute the meat, or just give it away to somebody else. Hey, I've got 20.
If it's spoiled, you can't give it away, Bill.
I know, but you'd know that ahead of time, Jake. You wouldn't be. This whole thing with you and meat and temperature has been it's been mind blowing to me.
Yeah, you can't. Now, Jake, if you just throw it in your common dumpster, it can't be in there for a week.
It can't. I have to tell you, I had some support on this yesterday, though, the beef situation.
Oh, nobody's attacking you.
Well, it kind of felt it.
Bill did. I did. And I'm sticking with the attack that Jake thought 1 hour into no power. They're like, look, we're losing our beef. That's insanity. You had 72 hours.
You have a young child. That's You're right. thinking about the beef.
That was the first thing. His first thing, it wasn't like, oh, how is the baby going to be okay? What's going on here? No. We've got a ton of filet.
A man likes a good steak? Come on.
Evidently.
That would be a sad thing to throw away.
It would.
Discard
him. When I said Douglas County's without 75,000 people without power, I didn't know it would evolve.
Would come back to be the meat situation.
The meat situation.
Well, it was a situation, and it's been...
Yeah.
It's fine now at our house. There are people still in Lincoln without power, though. I know that.
There is.
I didn't know that.
We're not 100% back on board. There's been, I think, I've seen people on social media that I know that are still, as of late last night, did not have power.
Now, that'd be hard.
Most of the city is back, and kudos to LES for doing a great job
it up real fast?
Yes, please do. But yeah, you're right. Omaha went from 200,000+ to 70, but 75K is a lot of people still. So a lot of people, they're working hard to get the power back, but that's tough.
Oh, here we go.
That is tough.
It was not. We had some high heat yesterday. No air conditioning.
It was warm.
No refrigerated air. What do you got, Steve?
4 hours ago, Bill, you were wearing LES colors, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You work.
4 hours ago, LES tweeted, approximately 2,100 customers are still facing power outages. If you have an outage, it is not uncommon to see homes or businesses near yours with power. Let's do this as a public service.
Thank you. Please.
Continue to report your outage at les.com/outage or by calling 888-365-2412. That's 888-365-2412. I've been impressed by LES. Keeping us abreast, I mean, getting power throughout the city up. It can't be easy. It probably takes a lot of organization.
It does.
I mean,
I
think the leadership at LES seems strong. I heard the man on the radio yesterday seemed like he had a plan, had it under control. And I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful I'm not one of the people that were without it.
And they had a staff meeting at Lincoln Industries. Scott Miller helped him. Had a staff meeting at Lincoln Industries.
Scott Miller was heavily involved.
Heavily involved. Yeah, so Scott Miller was one that...
So he took this over.
He took this over. The reason that they're...
And there was a bank robbery.
Yeah, there was a bank robbery yesterday. And Scott Miller's looking into that, too.
Investigating the bank robbery
on Nero Street.
And looking into it, yeah.
God.
You
should just be the mayor.
One of the most mesmerizing things in life, I would think, is the power outage. Because everyone says, I don't understand. My neighbors across the street have power. Two houses down, they have power. Yep. We don't have power. Our whole block's out, but across the street's fine. That completely mesmerizes people.
It happens.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. It's like, well, the whole cul-de-sac's out, but we're fine. It's just, it's crazy.
Is it mesmerizing or upsetting to those people?
It'd be upsetting.
A little upsetting, but...
I mean, me and you, Jake, me and you were... Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say you were in a near pan.
The beef, yes.
I was doomsday thinking, like, if I can just get to Saturday. Well, it was on in the middle of the night. Now in Omaha, there are 75,000 people in a real, like, real life. Well, I hope it's on by Saturday. I mean, it's hot if you haven't noticed. I mean, and there's people.
Well, I had heat stroke yesterday. I mentioned that.
You did text that in the group chat.
Had a heat stroke.
You were outside for 3 hours, it sounded
like? It was brutal. It really was. Me and my wife were out there. Laura got some incredible amount of work done also. We weren't side by side, but we were always together on projects. And it was.
That can be stressful for a couple.
It just kept coming up, too. Also, it's like, right? Oh, you see this? This blew down, too. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll get. We have a pile of stuff that is so ginormous. I mean, it is just insane. Hmm. And it was so hot. And there was no breeze. Zero breeze.
If you walked into a house with no air conditioning.
No air conditioning. Yeah, so we would. Everybody would walk in, I'd go, oh, man, this is nice. Refrigerated air.
Yeah.
So there people out working, yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's all kinds of circumstances where if you take yourself out of your own world and put yourself into someone else's. What if someone has four little kids? Well, Tripp, for instance.
Yeah.
I wonder if Tripp, well, I doubt it. I doubt, from what I've heard, Ashlyn's still.
Yeah, Rick Heyman, chime in. Rick Heyman's out there too. Heyman, if you're listening, do you have power yet?
Rick, it's 402-464-5685.
He'll be on YouTube commenting, I'm sure. Oh. Rick will.
I was slightly baffled with Heyman's comments from yesterday. They had to go get his old truck to drive
Polaris.
Down there. The Polaris to get coffee. He couldn't get out because the electricity. Don't you just pull the manual handle release on the garage door and lift it up yourself?
I don't know if that's an option with all of the new ones.
Yeah, do new garage? They have to.
I don't. Come on, they are. It's 100%.
Is that a safety hazard?
There's no chance that it's like, well, the electricity's out, so you're trapped.
I got to see.
I had to think that it's a safety thing that all garages must be able to exit out somehow without power.
464-5685. There's a lot of people that understand that. I don't know. I'm wonder
saying
about
it's 100.
100. Okay.
So I want to know.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I want to know if Rick was unaware of the pull rope, or was he just didn't want to mess with it.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Okay. We've heard from Rick Heyman. He's texted in. I'm looking at my watch. He's here. He says, the power's back. It was 19 hours without power.
Okay. That's livable.
And he says, he can't open it. It's just too heavy. The garage door is. It is operational.
Hey, Rick, I'm going to push back on that.
He texted.
Rick.
I'm just reading the text as it was.
Rick, I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about this. What? You look stressed. What happened? Well, I had to consider opening up my garage door manually. And then I just had a panic attack.
Yeah. Heavy.
Heavy. I don't think it is that heavy.
One pull and said, nope, this ain't going to work.
Now, hold on. Let's be careful. It could be really heavy.
No, it's not. It's not that heavy.
My baby has a huge door.
It's not that heavy.
It's like an airplane hangar. Does he park in an airplane hangar?
Rick, let us know what's how
big is there an airplane garage?
Please
in there
text
too.
In. Is there an airplane in next to the Polaris? That just cracked me up. I couldn't get my car out because the electricity wasn't working.
Trink has weighed in.
What'd she say?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Oh, no, I'm not reading
okay.
that one.
Okay. Off the air. Off the air. Yeah. Off the air. Yeah. Do you want to do a roll call right now?
What do you think?
It's Friday.
No, let's do it Monday.
No, it's a Friday.
Dude, if you are with 7 o'clock
us,
hour.
Please text us right now your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what do we want for a fourth thing today, Bill?
I want to know if you have the ability to run a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. I want to know if you have
just
the ability
yes, no.
to just say yes, no. Do you have the ability to run a chainsaw?
It's not great.
I ran my mini chainsaw a bunch yesterday. Got a lot of things. But it wasn't the... it wasn't that. You know, when you see the big one, when you see the guy out there running that big thing, it's so impressive. Oh, and just
saw a few of those.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, people still to this right now. If you just have, you don't want to run a chainsaw, just whip into Lincoln and start going around neighborhoods. You'll make thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you probably make $500 in a day.
Oh, no. I think a couple grand.
That really?
In yeah, a make
day?
A couple grand.
You gotta
in a
make
day.
Your way around.
If you walked, because everyone's gonna walk out and go, hold it, time out, come over here. Can you cut this apart for me?
Well, how much you charge?
I don't know.
Did you charge 200?
I don't know what it would be.
How big of a job?
I would do it more goodwill type of thing.
Well, then you're not making any money.
No, but I'm saying, when I say goodwill, it'd be like, pay me what you think is right.
Oh,
because most people overpay. They'd be so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, if a guy walked by our place yesterday with a chainsaw, I'm whipping him in.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Mm-hmm. 500?
I'd be a little high. I needed for the chainsaw, I probably needed like 20 minutes. It's tops. So it'd be a little high for 500 for 20 minutes. Like,
200?
Yeah, 200 and maybe a Diet Coke or something.
It gets down to it, doesn't it?
I mean, I'm telling you, it'd like, be nice to know that.
464-5685. Text, here we go. They're flowing in. They're flowing in this morning on the text line.
They better be.
Yep.
Do we have any viewership today?
We do. It's strong. By the way, this is sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, the Roll Call. The place to go on a Friday night or
Sarah.
Friday afternoon.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right. You're rolling.
That just hit you?
It just hit me, but it's brilliant.
Bill, he's a quick learner. You know that.
Is that what it is? Is that why they did it?
Absolutely.
Roll.
Yes.
Yes.
Sarah's
brilliant.
St. Potato is working out at Kratos right now. Ryan in Delaware, age 39.
Ben, did you put that together?
The roll
see?
Call?
Yeah. Columbus.
Yeah.
It clicks eventually, though.
Brand new haircut. Look at him over there with that new haircut.
Bella will be here pretty soon.
Bella's going to be here. He wants to know what.
I'm sorry, Ben.
Putting Ben in a tough spot.
He just wants to know what her response is going to be.
Eric in Omaha, right, age 38. Mitt in Arkansas, age 59.
Mitt.
Yes,
Mitt.
Operating in a chainsaw.
Do you know Pittman?
Sam.
Yeah. Sam Pittman is?
Head coach.
Maybe Houston Nutt. He's not. He's still in Arkansas.
I don't think Houston's there anymore.
Where's he live at? He could live in the state somewhere.
Kidley.
He could. He's there for a while as the head coach. Sanderson in Holland says, yes, I've got two chainsaws. Two.
You knew Sandy had that.
That's obvious, though.
And then he turned us on.
Sanderson.
He turned us on to that brand new donut place here in Lincoln.
Lamar's.
Yeah, I've
never heard of that.
Your obscure.
Your face is like, wow, great job sleuthing that out, Sandy.
Obscure.
He brought in a maple. It was so good.
He did, and it was great to see Sandy, and he has two chainsaws.
That's
dude status.
That's dude. Bill and Bennett. Connor, age 27 in Lincoln. Yes, to chainsaw. I'll use them all the time.
Here's a question for you before you proceed.
Yes.
Do you think right now you could find a chainsaw to buy?
I think you probably could, but it has to be tough. I don't know if you dabble. I don't know if you're a complete non-chainsaw person. Your wife's like, get out there, get to Lowe's. Get the biggest chainsaw and get busy out there. That's not something you really, I don't think you really tell your husband.
I don't know.
Hey, start jacking with this chainsaw.
Bill, is it the kind
of... You lose a limb.
Hold on, no. Is it the kind of thing that if you have to do it, you can do it?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
I believe it is.
You could learn in 2 hours.
I think if you had to do it, you could.
Yeah.
Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, going for a run. Yes. Age 41. You had a chainsaw. Greg in Fishers, Indiana. Yes, I can absolutely run a chainsaw.
Do you have
this
a chainsaw?
This is a high number. This is a high number.
Yeah, it's higher than I thought.
Yeah, it really is.
Pete in Chattanooga, age 72, says yes, he can, but he does not own one right now. He does not own it, but he can operate a chainsaw.
Okay. Nice. Interesting, yeah.
Officer McLeod in Columbus, of course I own and operate a chainsaw.
Well, now it's getting personal. And
what kind of question is that?
Hey, idiots.
You know where you chainsaw?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you guys?
It's okay, officer. Yeah.
GP in Gretna, yes, I'm a man. I have a chainsaw.
I'm
age 33.
There he's very now personal. Now we're,
now we're getting direct shots here. We got Kent in Lincoln, age 60. I can teach how to run a chainsaw. Yes, that much. He knows it that much, that well. Chainsaw.
I was smart enough yesterday to know how to kind of like on the bigger tree I was cutting down, how to kind of zzz in the different angles to kind of create the, like, to take a chunk out.
Nice.
Then to start to go through it.
Nice.
You got to release some pressure.
Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Good job.
Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida says, I have never ran a chainsaw. Okay, we feel
it's
better.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thank you.
No one's shaming you.
Yeah,
we're not
at
least.
Nothing wrong with that.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida says, I was using a chainsaw the other day. So yes, this past weekend. Dustin says no. Jay says yes in Florida. Both guys.
We appreciate the honesty.
We do. We got Dale, age 64, says yes. Lane in Gretna, age 46, ran the chainsaw for 4 hours yesterday.
Oh, wow.
In Gretna.
That had to be like, I bet he has that feel in his body last night, like a vibration where it doesn't go away.
That's a bad feeling.
I guarantee it's one of those things where he did something. Like he ran a jackhammer all day. Mm. You own a jackhammer.
Next
Did you break up concrete at all?
Just for the hell of it.
Tyler in Iowa City, yes to a chainsaw. 22 years old, by the way.
22 out of
Iowa
City.
We have a 22-year-old.
In Iowa City.
We need
the
more.
Youth.
Yeah, we need more early 20-somethings listening to this show.
Anybody in their teens, 17, 18?
That would be great, too.
Jeff McCook, age 51, yes. Chad in Kyle, Texas, yes, I can, age 52. Mostly yeses so far on the chainsaw discussion. Eric and Hickman says, I used my Echo Timberwolf chainsaw yesterday.
Echo Timberwolf.
Yes. It's a good brand.
Yeah, it's good. We welcome the names of them.
Yes.
Greg in Tilden. Is that in Nebraska? Tilden, Nebraska?
Sure.
Hold it, time, Mike. You know where Tilden is?
I don't know where Tilden's at. No.
I used to live in Tilden.
You did? What?
Where? I never did that. But my parents did.
Okay. Where?
Your parents
I drove my dad.
Is this northeast Nebraska?
Yes. This would be between.
I should know that then.
Tilden is between Norfolk and Neely. is okay, where it's at.
I should know that. That's very, a bad.
That's a very
We've
nice
been hard
town.
On Jake.
I'll take the yes. L on that one. Yes. Chris okay. in Des Moines, age 27. Yes, in the chainsaw. That's 20s there, 27.
Yeah, okay. good.
Buffet sound. We got Cassie chiming in, age 54. I can certainly run any size of chainsaw from Redfield, Iowa, she says.
Cassie. That's incredible.
Yep.
Damn.
Maverick, age 26, in Cedar Bluffs. Yes, chainsaw. Scott in Lawrence, Kansas. Chainsaw. Yes. Chad in Ponder, Texas. Yep. Blake from Blake Builders.
It can't be that studio. Hard. Everybody
yes.
can run.
Every, right now, it's like, yeah. It's like, hey, do you like ice cream?
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, yeah. Blake
can you swing
says,
a golf club?
He yeah. says garage doors are all safe. You can open them all. Chainsaws are fun. He's heading to St. Joseph's for Kansas City Chiefs training camp right now.
Oh, nice.
You can learn from listening to this show. I learned something today. I would have thought that some doors you can't open.
No.
Safety.
Okay.
And I would like to also, I'm going to head out to Heyman's house. I want to see the weight of this door that was unmanageable.
Lift it for him, Bill. Come on.
I want to see how unmanageable this weight of this
show
door
him
was.
Possible.
You couldn't whip it up with your left hand.
Come on, Heyman. Left hand. Rob in Tampa, first time texter, long time listener. Rob Z in Tampa says yes to chainsaw. Pecan pie in the Highlands.
The pie.
Of course, on the chainsaw. Tim in Dallas. Casey in Topeka. Scott in Bellevue back again. Leroy. Everybody's here and they use chainsaws apparently, okay. Except for like two people. Yeah,
I didn't hear much in the neighborhood. One of my favorite in the neighborhood is there was a good sized tree, but not one of those that was just insane where you probably could have started on some of the trimming part of that and it fell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right over their driveway.
Mm.
And it's been there enough for a day. Nothing's been done. And they're home. I see their garage doors are open. They're sitting there watching TV.
So just gonna sit here and just
he's the guy hoping for that. Please, someone appear with a chainsaw. Someone, anyone.
Maybe they got stuff going on.
Never know. By the way, YouTube. I can't forget YouTube before I move on. Kobe, Justin on YouTube. Bolt with the Zach.
Bolt.
Bolt is the great athlete from Pender. Of course,
great
he told
from
us
Pender.
That.
Very, yes. Very, very aggressive.
Very astute athlete. Rob yes. on YouTube. We got Furlin. That's a new name. Not Furley, but Furlin. Walter. We got
Walter.
Isaiah. Brian, Montana Husker, and everybody else. Thank you for all the YouTubers chiming in.
Thank you.
What's that the deal with everybody?
They're all here. They're happy.
Chainsaws.
Fall camp. They're pumped.
Yeah, a lot going on.
That's the roll
like.
Call sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah and the crew. Great Friday night. Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, great food, and more.
They have power. Madsen's. So if you don't have power right now, just get to Madsen's.
Okay, yeah, I know. And you know what? You're right. They do. I noticed that night they had it. Yeah. The night of the storm they had it. I drove by there just glanced
Doesn't
over.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they had power. There were people going in there. There were businesses that didn't, though. In Lincoln, obviously. I mean, there were 60,000 people without it. Jake?
Yes.
I think I would say to you, next time, if it ever happens again, have a little more patience.
Well, people have told me to just get dry ice prepared and put the beef into coolers with dry ice. Everything will be just fine then.
I was more struck by your text that had exclamation points that said, we're still without power. It's been like 4 hours.
I mean, you made it sound as if the people across the street had power the whole time.
You do the first world problem thing pretty well.
I admitted that, though. I said, hey,
I said
this is very first world. Yeah. I feel bad for saying this, but I'm seeing people that have had power the entire time.
He told me, my phone's going to die. My phone's going
to
die.
We had to go out to eat.
I had to go out to eat. I had to go out to my car and start my car to charge my phone. I don't know how people do this.
How am I going to wake up if my phone is dead? I don't
imagine Lewis and Clark and Sorensen coming across the country. Lewis, Clark, and Sorensen.
I'm cold.
Any place we get a hamburger, Lewis?
What are you talking about?
Any ice cream?
Can't Clark? We play golf one day?
There's no beers around.
Are we still
place.
Going up that?
There's no beers.
Where's the beers at?
Are we still going up the Missouri River? What river is this?
This is boring.
I love Yankton, but let's move on.
Lewis, Clark, and Sorensen.
It's a new t-shirt.
Yeah, we should do that.
Just be ready
Where's
a little.
Beer? Yeah.
Be ready for a little more adversity.
I will. Yes. Now I'm prepared.
I don't know, base. Lewis, you got any sunscreen? Super bright out here.
We're still without power.
It's like 7 o'clock. Lewis, do you got any ibuprofen? I got a migraine over here. Come on, Lewis. Help me out.
All right, we've been unduly harsh on Jake.
Yeah. It's fine. I like Lewis, Clark, and Swords.
Lewis, Clark, and Swords.
That could be a very fun pit. Yes. I like that. All right, 464-5685, call or text as always. Sip, you informed me that we will hear from quarterbacks today. Right?
Yes. The quarterbacks will meet the press. And Glenn
Including
Thomas.
Dylan Raiola.
Yeah, and Glenn Thomas. Is there anything in particular you'd like to hear from Dylan Raiola?
Well, I'd like to know how the first couple of days have gone for practice. We'll see if you are going to the practice tomorrow. You can see with your own eyes him practice. Also, again, Huskers.com/tickets. Tickets available only until 5 p.m.
today. 5 p.m.
today. 5 p.m.
It's going to be a great event.
So don't delay. Buy them
Okay, now. The tickets are only available till 5. You
can't buy
so
them
no
tomorrow.
Walk-ups.
Nope, no walk-ups. No day of. It's tonight. 5 p.m. cutoff for buying tickets for the practice tomorrow.
Yeah, Dylan, Daniel Kalen, and Heinrich Harburg, and Glenn Thomas. I mean, I suppose I'd want to. I don't know how you get into it. I haven't thought about how I'd get into it or if I'll even get into it. But Dylan took 5 receivers with him to Dallas. Paid for it. That's interesting, by the way. Paid for their air flights, their Airbnb. Somebody said to me the other day, has a Nebraska quarterback ever done that? And I was like, a Nebraska quarterback has never been able to do that. Couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Paid for 5 guys' flights.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably time. Like, yeah, I'd love to do this, but I have $14 in my account.
Right,
so I really, we don't have name, image, and likeness.
So, yeah, he took 5 receivers. I think I can name Jamal Banks, Isaiah Nayor, Alex Bullock, Jalen Lloyd, and Ja'Cory Barney. He took those guys to a Heritage High School, which Bill, I'm sure, is familiar with, very familiar with. worked out with a guy named Jeff Christensen, who's a quarterback's coach. Why am I even bringing it up? Because he took, I mean, first of all, the five guys, it's informative to me who he took down there. The fact that he took them down there is informative. And then it's that there's this whole other discussion that's most interesting to me is, you know, he's operating as the starting quarterback. But if you're the backup and you're not making over $1 million, you can't do stuff like that. So the starter sort of, or the, you know, the high price guy has sort of an inherent advantage. I'll take you to Isles. Yeah. I'll take all the offensive linemen to Isles and buy them all a large pizza, and it's on my dime. And I'm thinking right now, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. Good, but it'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah. My God, do I got to spend $500 here? Yeah. So
I think about that.
But yeah, he does it, and he can do it. And it sort of gives him an advantage. Not that he doesn't have a lot of advantages on his own, but anyway, that's the kind of stuff.
Yeah, it does. I mean, the natural part of it is, I mean, everyone has, they're all thinking it right now, and it's probably true, is like, okay, who is the sixth receiver?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the is like,
who,
well,
missed the cut?
Yeah. Well, there's a cut line. It's always hard. That's anything. So I don't put too much into it.
I don't put too much into it either, because maybe somebody's working or couldn't have gone, you know, had something else going on. But that, those are the five he took. Ja'Cory Barney is his roommate. Barney is going to play a lot. I mean, I don't know that he'd be a starter, and I don't get into that discussion too much because it depends on alignment a lot of times, how many receivers you even have out there on the first play of the game. Barney will be part of the rotation, whatever that, how much, probably six or seven guys, right? So that's that. That'd be that. You know, what would you wonder from Harburg, Jake?
Oh, I'd wonder, this is the guy who had, what, 8 starts last year for Nebraska?
5-3.
Where does he stand in the quarterback situation? Does he have a chance to start? Do you think he has a chance to start the season?
Yeah,
I would ask him where he thinks he stands in the line.
Yeah,
fair. He's the incumbent starter.
Yeah, 100% fair. I hope he considers himself the starter. I don't know. Those things are sticky to me. But if I were in his shoes, I'd say, yeah, I'm the starter. Tell him not.
I'm fine with that.
I'm curious for those going tomorrow to the practice game. We'll hear from these quarterbacks today. But in the first couple, I mean, at what point, Bill, in your experience as a coach, does it not feel sloppy in fall camp? Like, this is going to be the, what, third practice?
I think this
on
is
Saturday,
four.
Fourth practice?
Yeah, this is four. So they're in, they're still, yeah. Bill, they're still, Bill knows this, they're not in pads. They have to practice 5 times before they go in full pad.
There'll be some physicality in the practice. There'll be things that you can do. They'll have shoulder pads on, and so it's just not full pads, which is funny because full pads just means put your knee pads on.
Is that
makes
right?
It full pads. Everything else you have, like, usually have something. Yeah, that's kind of what it is. So
yeah, I've always been struck by the no hitting practices. Yeah, how much hitting there is.
Yes, there's a lot. There's bodies on bodies. There's human resistance going on. It's not
up
just like
front. It looks like a game to me.
It is. Yeah. And if you play it like, hey, we're just kind of in half pads, we're all cool, right? No, you'll just get embarrassed. So yeah,
D1 football, baby.
Yeah, and so
seriously,
it's true. But right now, like I said, this is just I like listening to coaches aren't bad. I listen to the media days sometimes. There'll be some questions to a coach occasionally that are interesting. The player stuff is not interesting. It's going to be very that's everyone. Not because not this group. Whoever's talking, doesn't matter if it's Florida State. I mean, right now. If I'm listening to Florida State quarterbacks talk, I'd have zero interest in that. It's going to be, how's practice going? Really good. It's really good. We have great. You know, we had a great summer. We had a great this. So there's not a lot right now. There's not much meat to it. I know everyone's going to be hanging on.
In my shoes, Bill, I can't give in to that though. I just can't. I know what you're saying exactly, but you can't. You got to try to get something, even if it's just one thing. You know, just a nugget of something that would make Bill Bush go, oh, okay, that's kind of it.
There's a potential that nugget. Yeah. It just wouldn't be, I would not be hanging on it myself.
Because I have to hang on it.
It's like you said.
In general,
it's going to be all good. You hope for nothing bad.
In the practice.
Not in the practice, but in the conversation with them. I mean by that, just take the Big Ten media days. All you heard about was one coach. That was it. UCLA. That's all you heard about because he didn't do well at the podium.
That's
true. So that's all you heard about. That's Everyone true. Else, you have no idea what they said.
Nope.
Just go back and say, how about James Franklin? How about that?
No.
No one has any idea what was said.
He might as well not have been there.
No. You have no idea what anyone said.
Nope.
And so there's the normal stuff, but no one knows. No one pays attention. Just don't screw it up.
The localities pay attention. Yeah. I mean,
a little bit more.
Yeah.
But what you're looking for is like, is there a moment of whoa? That set me back a little bit. That's what happened with UCLA.
Yeah.
Everyone walked away from it going like, okay, that was really interesting.
Yeah. Typically it's pretty boilerplate coming out of these things. And what I'm telling you is it is typically boilerplate, but in my shoes, you just got to try to get something interesting.
I would say this, like I said, an interesting, I guess just said that. Can you tell us how practice is going? Mm-mm. That's not going to draw. I mean,
won't do anything.
Yeah, that'll do nothing. You have to ask them a direct, you could ask the quarterback coach, what's the rotation? Who went with the ones today?
Right.
How's that rotation working?
Right.
Then they may not answer it.
No, that's the thing. They don't always get the answer.
They may be like, well, we have a system.
Yeah.
And that's fine to answer it.
They're
that
all
way.
Getting
you,
reps.
You don't have to. You don't have to say it either. Well, he got 38% of the reps with this group or whatever. They don't have to say it. But that's what people wonder. Mm-hmm. Right now, they kind of wonder, okay, what is it? Is it 75-25? Is it this? Is that? Where is it at?
Yeah, you could ask about the in-helmet technology, too, to the quarterback.
That would be a good one. Yeah. There you got something.
Yeah, which might be kind of interesting.
That's why he's the journalist of the year.
That's why he's
winning
right
awards
there.
Over
that's
here.
That's exactly right.
Award-winning journalist.
Yes. Easy.
What? Easy. We gave you a trophy.
Yeah. I'd be interested a little bit what the guys, and probably Heinrich, this is not necessarily a question for the young guys, Daniel Kalen, whom we haven't mentioned, and Dylan, ask him about Graham's dad some way to get something, probably a better question for Glenn Thomas. Graham's dad's the quarterback from Northwestern, the NAIA school in Orange City, Iowa.
Jalen Graham's dad.
Yes. So I kind of wonder about his progress. Like you just wonder, well, I think you wrote it on the rundown, Jake. Could he threaten to be the number two guy? I mean, it's out of the question, I think, for Graham's dad to come in and start. It'd be an incredible story if he passed everybody. But
you never know what can happen.
No, you never know.
That'd be stunning.
Bill's been in a business a long time. He's seen a lot of the depth chart stuff.
Harburg would be the one to ask about the
helmet technology.
Just because he started games in college. Mm-hmm. Rill has never played in college. Mm-hmm. Now, he's not from high school, but he could say, hey, last year you were a starter in the Big Ten. And now you have in-helmet communication. Tell me how that's different.
Those guys talked about it. Satterfield and Rule talked about it on, was that Tuesday? And it was interesting to me, really interesting from the standpoint of you have to avoid saying too much to the guy. Would there be a temptation on a coach's part just to almost try to run the whole play? All right, you're going, you know, I don't know. You got your, I don't know how to do it, but. And they said, no, you have to be careful that you don't say too much. You don't want to put too much in the quarterback's head. I think some guys there'd be a temptation just to totally control the situation. And then it would leave no room for the quarterback to do his own thing, be creative sometimes, you know, make a play on your own. So those I'd be really interested to hear what's said, you know, on a play-to-play basis. And, Bill, you know. Different coordinators will handle it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it'd be interesting to say when you call a play, and you can always put an alert to it, like da-da-da-da-da, alert this, which means it's telling them, hey, if we get this look, remember, we're checking to this off of this. If we get this look, so there's always, you can put little things in their head that would help.
That
them.
Helps.
It's one little thing. It's just like,
helps.
Hey, one little bit. But I would be myself from never doing it, but I'd be like, well, less is better, I would think.
That's what I would
less think. Less is better.
Is it on after the snap?
Yes.
I think that's 15 seconds.
I asked. It goes off on a certain time because I was asking that to another coordinator in the Big 12. I asked him. I go, do you ever say anything like, hey, throw the check down? Because you're still on there.
The bank's just open.
Yeah.
I just don't think you'd want to do that.
No. And he said, he kind of laughed. He goes, no, you don't say. Yeah. You don't say a word of what that is. But it's just, it's a lot. It also is a lot for, that'd be a great question to ask. These guys couldn't answer it. It'd be a question for a Rule or a, like you said, or a Jay Terry, really. It's a Jay Terry question. Yeah. Tell me what you have now. You have 8 helmets. They all have different size heads. The helmet goes down. That's
interesting.
That changed a lot of things.
How do you do that?
Hey, we didn't bring the extra helmets with the hearing device in it.
Yeah.
You know, listening device.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
It'd be a big problem. So it's a lot of technology that goes with this that all of a sudden it falls right on Jay Terry. Now, Jay Terry's the best in the business. He's the number one equipment manager in college football.
He's the equipment manager, and he's been doing it for a long time. Mm. A long time. I mean, that's 25 years.
Yes.
Like that long. But that's a lot for Jay Terry. Yes. Jay Terry, as you know, has a challenging job every day.
Every day. It's insane what you have to have ready to go.
Yeah.
And then one little thing could be wrong, and you get the palms up. Like, whoa, what happened here? And so it's a lot.
Yeah, equipment manager, the title, doesn't do it justice. It doesn't. There's so much that goes on in that role. But anyway, that's today. Then tomorrow, Rule will meet with the media before the practice.
Okay.
He will meet before the practice.
I will be at the practice. I'm going. There's breaking news for you. I will be there.
Can you do the breaking news?
Oh, hang on. I don't know if it's pulled up real quick.
Jake.
It's not pulled up, so I don't
that's
have
fine.
It.
That's fine. You are going.
I'll be there. I'm going to be at the
great.
Practice. I'll report back to you.
Where
guys.
Do you plan on sitting? What size? So
somewhere in the West, I don't know, West Stadium somewhere.
So we want to know this. So if you're going to be in the West, don't tell us that and be in the East, because there's going to be breakers going to want to try to identify you.
Hey, wait a second. Yeah. This helps our Monday show a lot. I won't be there.
Give you a report for sure.
Yeah. In fact, I wouldn't mind if you scribbled some stuff down.
I will scribble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take scribble. A notepad. I'd like to see it written down. I'd like to see the written notes. Not just
send
text
me
yourself.
That. Send me
just a screenshot of it. Just also, take a picture.
If you see,
I'd like to see your notes.
Okay. Yeah.
If you see Jake, just don't forget. Hut.
Yeah, that's required.
That's how we. That's how
the 100. That's 100. The entrance to talking is to do that.
Yeah, that's the way you get things. And
keep
also,
it simple.
Mark yourself safe. That's also the safe place. If you get yourself in a pickle, if you do that, breakers will come running to help you.
They will.
Really?
Yes. That's the signal. So you're at the game in Indiana, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a sports bar, and you're in a pickle. All of a sudden, you've been surrounded like that for hut. If any breakers within
it's
the
like
confines,
safe word.
Yeah, it is.
It's a safe
to you.
Word.
Yeah,
that was not it.
That wasn't even close to it. I don't know what that was. I have
what
no
happened?
Idea. It's on
that?
Three.
There's three.
Hut. It's on three.
Yeah, no, you're bad. Your ride is bad.
Before we get to break, we're late. If you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today, where should you go?
The bird.
The bird.
Early bird.
Flip him the.
No. Don't flip them the bird. Just eat the bird.
Once again,
it's at 19th and K in Lincoln. Free parking. Lots of free parking. They also have spots in Omaha and Iowa. They got great things like breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, which of course is
smothered.
Ooh, that sounds
cinnamon roll
good.
Pancakes, and of course the famous hash hole.
Hash hole. Do it again with the eyes, Jake.
Hash hole. And brunch cocktails. Check it out. They're open every day, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And Jamie Burrow's in charge of the operation. You know,
middle
you know
linebacker.
I went by at 5:15 this morning coming down here, and there were produce trucks pulled up. Fresh eggs.
Seriously?
Fresh eggs were going in this morning. Fresh produce
we don't
was going
mess
in
around
at 5:15
there.
This morning. They get everything delivered fresh. Yeah, everything's delivered fresh.
We got to go in there. I'm driving by there. First step is to drive by.
Yeah. And then you stop in.
Yeah. Second early step. Pull in.
That's right. 19th and K. Early bird, free parking all day, every day. Early bird.
And just remember, there's going to be a stoplight out right in that area. But
that's
it's
right.
Okay.
Be careful. Be careful.
Be careful. You
be
get
careful.
Right through because you have all this. But fresh produce going in at 5:15 today. Thank you,
doing it right.
Jamie.
When we come back, aging gracefully
we're aging
on
gracefully.
A Friday. An early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.